everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to the 419th weekly Angel Healing House radio program since I created it in January 2012. And today I'm announcing that next week's show on January 28th, 2020 will be the last Angel Healing House radio program on Transformation Talk Radio. My angelic family, as many of you know, the Posse of Angels, well, they've been kindly suggesting for a while now that after 8 years, my radio program maybe has run its course, but it's definitely time for a change. They didn't direct me to repurpose the show elsewhere, but to show faith and trust that by releasing this way of service to help others, it will create room for the new form of service to come in. But don't worry, great news is that you can still watch, listen, and connect with me and the Posse of Angels every week on my Facebook Live TV show, which is called Views from My Balcony. And that airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, of course, on Facebook. And while I won't be taking calls for free angel readings on my Facebook Live Views from My Balcony, you can connect in the chat room and post your questions and speak to me there. Now, this is happening at the perfect time because so many of us are finding ourselves in the in-between times, as our old or past lives, they've come to a close, and our new lives have not manifested as yet. You may be feeling like you are in a similar place. You know, I had a caller on a recent show saying that she no longer resonates with her current job, and she would like to do her spiritual work full-time. But she will not leave her job until something new manifests in answer to her prayers. Well, the Posse of Angels and I would never tell anyone to leave their employment, as we all need to live a physical life and do things like pay our bills and keep a roof over our heads. But they wish us to consider that maybe, just maybe, the new, which is the deeply longed for fulfillment of our wishes, intentions, and intentions will never manifest for us. if we are still putting our energies into what we clearly feel is a compromise for us, or that which we do not resonate with anymore. Now, depending on your individual, unique situation, only you can decide if you will let go of something before the new has manifested. And your intuition will be your best indicator as what to do. But in many cases, if our hand is full already of something, then the universe, God and the angels, doesn't have the space for the universe, God and the angels, to fill our hand with something new. And we need to release something in faith and trust in order to create the space for the new to come in. Having made this decision to conclude Angel Healing House Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, I am excited to see what will manifest next for myself and, of course, my ever-present posse of angels. As there are so many of us in the conscious collective that find themselves in the same situation, the posse of angels is reminding us that it just may be the perfect time to illustrate how we arrived at this time of in-between. Now, firstly, they want us to know, before we incarnated, we wrote our contracts with the Etheric Council. I call them the elders, on what we wanted our human incarnation to look like. We chose the souls who we would journey with, and we wrote a very important event. We wrote that at some point, we would wake up as a conscious human being. And from that point on, we gathered information, we studied, we gained spiritual knowledge. Actually, we just remembered it. And then many of us went on to teach others and help them consciously to wake up. So with that part of our mission complete, where does that leave us? Well, the posse of angels is showing me the conscious collective standing in a place truly with the past past, unable to be resurrected, and the new not having quite formed in the physical as yet. And in addition, the posse of angels is assuring us that many, that what will be forming for us to step into will be nothing less than our fate, our destiny, and our karma all rolled into one to be of the greatest service for our soul, and for the greatest way for our soul to serve. And while this may surprise you, your soul is so not surprised as it remembers writing this upcoming event into the contract of your book of life. What's more, that although you may not have known this, is that everything that you have done and experienced in your life up until now has brought you to this momentous time of karmic service. And if it is scaring you, you are in really good company. With many stepping up to be powerful creators, powerful new thought, spiritual thought leaders on the planet, it may be causing great trepidation. It may be making you fearful of the consequences that you may experience. As you know, we just don't want to appear to be weird or odd or even strange. And while it may not be as scary as publicly putting your face on a book that proclaims to the world, I am an angelic walk-in, like I did in 2016. Many have expressed their fear, and they are afraid, and they don't want to fail at this very important way that they're going to be stepping into to be of karmic service. Now, the first thing that the posse of angels did when they heard this word failure was to laugh. And as I've explained on many of my programs before, they never laugh at us, but they laugh with us. And they explained, if we really, really knew how limitless and multidimensional that we truly are, then we would realize that we are made and created by the hand of God to be magical alchemists who can create our own worlds. The concept of failure, like many things, is not real, and it's just a matter of opinion or perception. For failure is dependent on some kind of a benchmark of achievement and success that other people deem is right for our lives. Let's say if others judge us and they do look upon us as failures because, let's say, we're not making a certain salary, we're not driving a certain car, not owning our own home, not having a 9-to-5 job, then through their eyes and by their yardstick, well, then we definitely are failing. There are debates of past generations that have been brainwashed to believe things that were part of an old energy paradigm, like those things that have been brainwashed to believe that life is hard and life was never meant to be easy. This way of thinking saw many people too afraid to explore and pursue a passion of theirs, a heartfelt desire, stopping themselves from developing a creative idea, or thinking that they're crazy to think about starting their own business as it wasn't seen to be so-called secure. Going along to follow the opinion of others saw many people doing menial jobs that were absolutely soul-destroying. And after a while, the accumulated energies of their discontentment were so toxic that in order to function on a day-to-day basis, people chose to hide and escape by medicating and covering up their overwhelming sadness with alcohol, drugs, over-consuming, involvement in empty relationships, momentarily distracting themselves from their inward misery and despair. Well, the posse of angels are looking at each one of us and saying, you cannot fail. So let's say that again for emphasis. You cannot fail. They want to make it clear that in order to fail, you have to have something to fail at. And they are assuring us that there is nothing to fail at, especially if we are following the voice of God, our intuition screaming at us loud and clear to take inspired action to that which we love doing. In fact, what you love doing is such an intricate part of who you are because it was seated in your soul and co-created by you and God. They are reminding us that when you wrote your contract with the Etheric Council on what lessons you would be presented with in this human incarnation, your contract provided a mere guideline for you to use your free will and choose which decisions that you would make. When you would make your decisions along your journey of life, they would never be marked as a pass or a fail, or a good or a bad, or a right or a wrong. They were only choices that brought about consequences, as all choices inevitably do. And when each one of us arrives across the veil in the non-physical form to have our life's review, contrary to what many religions and beliefs have told us, there is no judgment at all. There's zero, zilch, niente, nada, goose egg, none, no judgment. Only on our planet do many feel fit to judge what others as to what they should do, what they have to do, or what they ought to be doing. Now, the posse of angels is drawing our attention to the word doing, and they wish to remind us that the reason that we cannot fail is that we are not here to produce or do anything. The act of doing and producing is the old paradigm way of existing on our planet. When we were at a lower dimensional frequency during the Piscean age of reason and logic that was before 2012. We are in the age of Aquarius now. We only had the capacity to connect with our analytical and our rational mind. Once we open up to being unlimited potential and not held solely by our thinking, physical brain, we begin to raise our energetic frequencies. Our consciousness absolutely expands, and we're able to access a higher enlightened awareness. And we do this by allowing ourselves to be. It is in this state of being that we connect with our hearts, feel abundant, and motivated to take creative, inspired action, to do what gives us joy. It's through our hearts and not our linear logical minds that we connect with the creative force of God working through us and sparking joy and passion towards something that we deeply feel inside. And whether that manifests as feeling as an overwhelming passion and an urge to write, to sing, to draw, or perhaps be a spiritual teacher, it is through these heart-driven desires that will fuel our abundance within and bring forth very new energies. And this is, and thus creating a very new age on our beloved planet. And if we live this way, we are continually in the flow, and that abundance does not stop. Again, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that to experience failure, we must have a benchmark of success firmly in place for us to measure ourselves against. And usually, it's a self-imposed yardstick that we purposely have established. And the more illusions and benchmarks we have in our lives, then the more failures that we can accumulate. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. For instance, one might say, I'm not a certain body size, therefore I fail. Fortunately, we are now seeing in the media, TV, films, in print, representing people of different shapes, sizes, cultures, colors, to represent what life truly looks like. One might say, I do not have a loving partner in my life, therefore I fail. One might say, I do not have X amount of dollars in my bank account, therefore I fail. One might even say, my children don't speak to me, therefore I fail as a parent. With the accumulated negative energies of all these fails, both our physical and our emotional health suffers, and we become a magnet to attract more negativity into our lives. But we can turn these energies around to make them positive. So we can say instead of saying that I'm not a certain body size, we can say my body is healthy and perfect the way shape it is and happy, and it allows me to serve in wonderful ways. Instead of saying things like, I don't have a loving partner in my life, you can say, whether I have someone in my life or not, I know that I am love, and I open to experience love in all forms in my life. Now, instead of saying that you don't have X amount of dollars in your bank account and you feel poorly because of that, you could say, my nature is abundant. And I know that God and the angels are always providing for me, and I'll always have all that I need. And instead of thinking yourself as a failure because your children choose to be estranged from you, you can say, I bless the journey that my children choose, and I honor their decisions and choices, just like I would like them and others to honor mine. In this way, we affirm that we are unique, physical reflections of God's grace. And we know that neither did we incarnate to measure up, to compete with anyone, or compromise and settle for less than we so richly deserve. But we incarnated to be our glorious selves and lovingly shine that out to the world, no matter what, and that we simply cannot fail, ever. So if you have an urge to step forward now, to share your creative passions with others, please do ask the angels to send you signs and messages in order to make this a reality. And then stay in the present moment in order to observe those wonderful signs. And when you get goosebumps and shivers of confirmation, do take inspired action forward. And please do remember that if you are presented with an opportunity to share your gifts and talents with others, that you have all the skills, all the abilities, all the talents that you need in order to step forward and do it. Otherwise, you would not have been presented with it. And when I went to my lovely spirit animal cards to get more messages, number 33 and number 7 ran out of the deck. The first one is horse spirit. And horse spirit says, freedom is yours. 33. With the sun and the moon and the new moon going into lighter, airy energies of Aquarius this week, which I'll be speaking about the astrological energies after the break, many of us will feel like we have been liberated. Horse is neighing to us that this week's energies are gifting us with the spirit of movement and freedom. It's time for travel and adventure, which may mean physical travel for some, and for others, perhaps taking a different journey through having the information to make very different choices. Our free will and choices can take us far away places. It can take us to a better situation or a better state of being. Horse energy is reminding us that with its easygoing and friendly nature, that help will be available to us and companions will be at our sides wherever our travels will take us. Now, the Posse of Angels is wearing their cowboy hats, their chaps, and their spurs, and they're saying, hey, partners, it's time for a new adventure. Make a move. Enjoy your new freedom and happy trails. And if you are in the in-between at this moment, you will be going on a new adventure and the new will be showing up for you. And the next card that showed up along with horse spirit is the number 16 card, which adds up to a 7. It's coyote spirit and it's trust in divine detour. We are coming into a magical time where many of us who have surrendered and let go of what they thought their previous life would look like will be led on a strange and wondrous detour as your new life will present itself. Coyote trickster energy may bring and present to you something totally unexpected that ends up being an answer to your prayers. Coyote's howling reminds us to expect the unexpected, to laugh when life takes unexpected twists and turns, and also the reminder to release the form that the fulfillment of our wishes needs to come in. When we suddenly find ourselves on a detour and wondering how we can get back on track to manifesting what we thought would happen, remember that spirit always has our back and is working out things in divine order, certainly not our limited expected order. Coyote is reminding us that no matter what seems to go astray, spirit is always working for us. And believe me, there will be lots of twists and turns that will manifest for us in the coming months. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on the Angel Healing House radio program. If you joined us late, I did announce at the top of the program that this is the second to last Angel Healing House radio program that will air on Transformation Talk Radio, as next week is the last show on January 28th, 2020. But don't fret, you can always find me on my Facebook Live TV show, Views from My Balcony. And that airs on Facebook Live every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can connect with me there. There'll be no free angel readings, but you can connect with me in the chat, and then you can ask your questions there. But now we're going to be taking a quick break. And when we come back, we have two New Yorkers on the line. We're going to be taking those calls. And if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll speak to you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Claire Candy Hoff's Angel Healing House Radio. Last week on my Facebook Live TV show, which, by the way, is called Views from My Balcony and airs every week on Thursdays, of course, on Facebook Live at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I spoke about the new energies that are swirling around us this week. And boy, will these energies be a welcome relief for so many people. To say that the energies of the last 2 weeks or since the beginning of January have been rough for many is an understatement. Now, yesterday on January 20th, the sun moved out of Sirius and determined Capricorn and into the light, airy sign of Aquarius. And this may have felt like a bit of a burst of fresh air, especially after the heavy energies that we've been going through. With the move into Aquarius, we'll become aware of what feels outdated, and we'll feel especially motivated by a hunger for new knowledge, a knowledge on how to do things differently, shaking things up, and for originality. It's a time very much so for thinking out of the box. And on January 24th, that's coming up, the new moon in Aquarius will be presenting us with new, fresh opportunities. Some even go so far as to say that what's coming up for many in the next weeks and months will be breakthroughs that will see many getting that much prayed for resource or resources manifesting out of thin air. These breakthroughs will give us much needed glimpses of what is to come for us. It will also make us feel like breaking old habits, breaking rituals, even long-standing things that we've done that no longer serve us, perhaps keeping us asleep, and will spur us into doing things differently. Every month we have a new moon, and each one is in a different astrological sign. And the Aquarius rule themes for this new moon are friendships, group activities, your dreams rather than career ambitions, and all things to do with technology. Now, this airy-like, quick Aquarian energy will change everything without a notice. And it's not about losing what we previously had, but the abrupt changes brought in by Aquarius always deliver more circumstances than those we could create or imagine on our own. These Aquarius energies will have us detaching and adapting from what we thought we knew. While things are so changeable now, we may not be able to escape Aquarian influence, but we can certainly choose on how we will react. The magic of these energies is all about exploration and adventure. One of the best things that Aquarius is, although we never know what's coming, is it can give us ideas. And these ideas are associated with things like travel, technology, and living creatively. Look around and take note of where you are now, because so many of us will be traveling to places either we've never seen before or we've never experienced. It's a great time to be speaking about our futures. The Aquarian path is a little bit off center. It's eccentric, not normal, whatever that is. And it makes our lives energetic, exciting, and revolutionary. It helps us to open our minds and to do something a little crazy. Consider what you need to do to let go of that does not serve you any longer so that you can start afresh. In many ways, this Aquarian new moon will help us as it is. Definitely a moon of rebirth. Let's go to New York. We have a full New York lineup here on Angel Healing House Radio. If you want to call in for a free reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Artie, we have you in New York. Hi, Artie. You're online with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. It's a little sad to hear you go, but I'm happy that you'll still be on Facebook.
Yes, yes.
And I want to thank you for your service.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Yes, it's somebody asked me, and I'm even getting a catch now in my throat, how I feel. I mean, 8 years of weekly shows. I started this, coincidentally, on January 30th, 2012, and we'll be ending it on January 28th, 2020. It just worked out like that. And am I sad? A little bit. But when Spirit asks me to do something, they ask me to jump, Artie, I just say how high, even though I can't figure it out. And they've been, I'm just getting shivers and hugs from them. They've been asking me to do this, if I'm really quite honest with everybody, for over the past year. And every year, every month, I thought, not quite yet, not quite yet. Not quite yet. And I created my Views from My Balcony program 6 months ago. And now it really is time. I'm not disappearing. You know, I have my Views from My Balcony show at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. And this is opening space. Somebody did write me when I sent it out to my nearest and dearest on Facebook. And I will be putting out a public video about it. They said, why don't you continue it? And I said, it's actually creating space for the new to come in. I'm excited about where this is going to take me. And as I explained, you know, your hand could be very full of what you've created and you could get your identity from that. But if you don't release and let go of those things, when you have a feeling in your heart like it's run its course or it's not past its use by date, but you need to let that go and surrender that in order for God to fill up your hand. And that's where I am at the moment. So I'm a little bit tearful, but I'm very excited as well.
Yes, it certainly does go along with everything you've taught. And It's scary, definitely scary, but no doubt we will all be okay at the end, or even now, currently, in your present moment.
Everything is perfect. Everything is perfect in this moment. Do you feel as if you are in the in-between, Artie?
Well, I currently feel that I am in a process. I don't feel I'm in between because I'm content where I am, even though I am aware that there's always, you know, cuts here and there, and you know, but I will be okay regardless. And that's a little shaky right now, you know, in my situation, because we know that there's going to be cuts. We don't know where or who or what, and it is scary for me. And I was actually wondering about, you know, if the angels had any guidance for me in that, if they sensed anything. I'm perfectly content, but I would like to retire from here, but that's a long time from now.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a long time from now. Because
retire,
miracles can happen at any stage. If you and don't talk about retiring, because if we love what we do, and now we get to step into not so much a career, a job, or an ambition, a career ambition or something. This is about being able to do what you love doing, fulfilling your heart's dreams, and being abundantly provided so that you can be able to do that. That's what this is all about. It's not about having a job or a career. It's about fulfilling your heart. That if you say to God and the angels, please, I am ready to be of service in the best way that I can co-create with you and be abundantly provided for, and show me what that looks like. But don't talk about retiring, because when we do what we love doing, we don't want to retire from it. It fuels us.
That is very true.
It gives us, man, I'm not retired. Because when they told me, let go of Angel Healing House Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, who knows? That may not mean that I'm never going to do radio again. Maybe I'm stepping up to do television. Maybe I'm stepping up to be a worldwide speaker. Maybe I'm stepping up and I'm stepping out into all of those things. I don't know what that looks like yet. But I can tell you that by letting go of this, I show faith and trust in my heartfelt desires to do what I love doing and to show me the next form that's going to be taking in. And for you, I would not limit and restrict and constrict yourself when it comes to retiring. Say to them, I want to show me how to be of best service by doing what I love doing, and then being able to be abundantly remunerated for that. And then because we are stepping into the magic, the synchronies, and the miracles.
I feel that I am in a position where I am being used, you know, for a higher purpose.
Hang on. Artie, can you say that again? You were breaking up. Can you say that again?
I feel that I'm in the current situation. I am in the place where I'm supposed to be, where I am going to make the biggest difference, where I'm being used by God. I do feel that I am. I definitely do.
Perfect. Well, we are always where we're meant to be. There's no question about it. And everything happens for our highest good. But if you could just tweak at the moment and say, if there's any form of compromise where you are now, or any feeling of settling for less, you could be grateful and say, thank you. I'm grateful and appreciative for my current life. But my heartfelt desire is this, because if Aquarian energies are anything, they are about our dreams and our intentions rather than career related. Mm-hmm. And the fulfillment of that. So don't restrict yourself and say, oh, you know, it's going to be a long time before I retire, or whatever that is. You know, you just center
on. I'm looking forward to the time. I'm looking forward to being here. Mm-hmm. I'm happy and I'm content where I am. You know, sometimes things can be kicked in when it's like, oh, what, you know, there's a cut. And then, but I, this weekend, I really did have to ground myself. So, you know, you're going to be fine. Even if you're not here, you'll still be fine.
Yes.
Be taken care of. You know, but, you know, since when you're in love with something, it's hard to even think about leaving.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? That is faith in action. The only way we learn faith is by having faith. And it's easy. It's easy to give up something when it doesn't mean a lot to you. But when spirit, who we're co-creating with, this whole funny little physical vehicle we're in, is every moment is a co-creative dance with God and the angels who desire what we desire, and they desire the best for our soul's growth. You know, when they asked us to do something and we know it in our hearts, it is their will. It is their, not their will, but it's their agenda that sees so much further down the track than we can. And so every time when Spirit has asked, either Pete or myself, to do something, we just do it without question. And on the other side of that is absolute miracles for us. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Artie. And they do acknowledge your faith and trust, and say you are you're a faithful child of God. So the first card coming in here is the Knight of Cups. Now, this is the proposal card. This is the card of someone offering you something. So the more that you can say, please show me, angels and God and my angels, on how I can serve best. I don't know what that looks like. That's okay. We don't have to know what that looks like. They know what that looks like. And please bring me the signs and the breadcrumbs which I can follow in order to take inspired action to what I love doing. The next card that's coming out for you is the Eight of Pentacles. That's a card of working hard on your craft, doing what you love doing, and being recognized monetarily by it. So these two cards together are a yes, yes, yes for you. That once you change your way of thinking, or else just, you know, tweak your way of thinking, I'm never going to retire because I'm going to be doing what I love doing, then those energies change, and then you will be offered a position at which you're working on your craft and you love doing what you love doing. And then the next card that comes in for you is the Death card, is the transformation from working for a living or making a living, and you go into making a life in which you don't want to retire from. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Artie.
It really, really has. And I look forward to continuing to hear you and your advice and your guidance on Thursdays. And God, keep blessing you and keep pushing forward. And hopefully we'll see you on TV sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you, sweetheart. And come visit me in the chat room on my Views from My Balcony show. So love to see your name there. So take care and God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye. And let's go to another part of New York. We have Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. I'm sad, you know, that it's for the ending, but I'm excited to see what comes next. And
yeah.
And I think it's a great example.
Yes, that's what I was going to say in the previous call, that many people have responded and said to me, "Oh my gosh, you are the perfect example of when God and the angels ask you to let go of something that you have built up and, you know, you have a reputation for, you're known for it. And it's very easy to let go of something that, you know, you haven't invested a great amount of time and energy. 8 years every week is a long time. Others have said this is a wonderful example for others, you know, as we step into the new, to release what is no longer serving or has run its course. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of courage, I think, like what's familiar and jump to the unknown. And it helps when someone else has led the way. So thank you for that.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, there's a few things on my mind, but the one I was wondering about, I guess, the most right now is my relationship, my potential future with my relationship. And I'm not sure if that's something that's almost its course or if it's something that they think is better somehow. And if so, if they have any advice about how to make it better.
Let me just jump in here because I have about 5 minutes before I have to go, and I really want to speak to you about this. The mere fact that you're asking about it means that there is something that feels like a compromise for you.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be asking if things were 100% wonderful. Okay, so I'm not sure what that compromise is. Maybe you don't feel heard. Maybe you don't feel worthy and deserving. Maybe you don't feel respected or honored. Maybe you don't feel acknowledged.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Stephanie, are you there?
Okay. Yeah. I heard not feel, maybe I don't feel heard or feel worthy and deserving.
Yeah.
And then
or maybe you don't feel acknowledged, but the mere fact that you're asking, these are all things that are projecting from you, because you can't have that in front of you, which you don't have inside of you. So they want you to take a close look at those things that you feel are of compromise in the relationship, and ask yourself if it's run its course, then maybe it is time for a sit down and speaking about it, or it just may be time that the relationship needs to be ended. But that you can only decide on that. I'll go to the cards and see what comes out. But they're just saying it's really important now, because where we're stepping into with these Aquarian energies is there is no compromise. There's no compromise. There's just what makes our heart filled with joy. And if we compromise in any area of our life, especially love, it goes on to affect all other areas of our lives. So that's really important. Okay, so the first card that's coming out is the Page of Swords. Now, this card in this deck is one of the cards which, I don't know, I prefer the Page of Swords in other decks. Here he looks very stern. But the first message that I received when I turned this over is I looked at the sword and they said that something needs to be cut out. This cutting out could have to do with some issues that are not talked about, or some that are just, you know, swept under the carpet. But you need to cut to the heart of the matter and to really be honest, to be open, because that's what you want in a relationship, sweetheart. You want the most honest, open relationship in which you don't have to play games, you don't have to hide behind things, and they're showing me the horse. They're pointing at the horse to me. Horses in the tarot are our personal power. So they want you to take your personal power back in this situation and really cut to the heart of the matter, which is going to really help you in the long run, because either the relationship issues will be worked out or it will be severed, and then you'll go on to then manifest those things that you really love. I'd love to have in a relationship, and then you'll be able to manifest them in your next relationship. The next card that's coming out for you is the High Priestess. And this is the High Priestess is all about being that goddess, being that, that intuitive being. You know, we know when we're settling for less. We know when we're feeling compromised. And they're saying, rise above all else. And come from that spiritual goddess of yours that knows something doesn't smell right, something's not right, and address it. And once you address it, then you can go on to manifest what you do want in your life. And the next card that is coming out for you is the Four of Wands. Now, this is the marriage card. It could be a marriage of, not a physical marriage, but it could be a marriage of two minds. It could be, they're saying it's also the success or celebration card for work that's been hard done. So by cutting to the matter of things, which is the Page of Swords, by following your intuition and not compromising and settling for less and really rising above and addressing what needs to be addressed, then that will take you on to a marriage of a better relationship within your current relationship, or it will then see the relationship end, and then you will go on to a much more satisfying relationship. I hope that has been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yes.
And I wish you a beautiful day. God bless you and take care of yourself.
God bless you.
Okay, take care. Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Remember that next week is the final Angel Healing House radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. I would love you to call in and wish me a bon voyage, farewell. But do remember that after the 28th and also every week, on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can watch and listen to me on my Facebook Live TV show, which is Views from My Balcony. And of course, that's on Facebook Live. Thank you, everyone, for watching, and go out. Remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week and always. And I'm wishing you love and so many angel blessings. Take care, everyone. Bye.